Shinein Aleph Siv Gimel Echem in Ashuk Shoyle Bais Bechotze. Person who had a house in the Chotze. Umeis, he died. Viniach Rishus Alechem Ibnei Yechose. And he left his estate, this house that he had, that it should belong to one of the members of the Chotze. Umeis Boid Yoim, if this person died before Shabbos, Ein HaZoicha Oisa. Then the one who was Zoicha, the one who inherited him, is not Aser. She'eder Shemoy V'Beisai Mata Gam HaShayorish. There's enough, one loaf of bread, into the Eir for all his possessions. So he had to start off with one house. Now before the Eir started, he had two. So his Eir works for both houses. V'meit Meshech HaShevo. But if this person died at night, so basically on the Aser of Shabbos it belonged to Ruvei. And then in the course of Shabbos, the ownership switched to Shimon, that he does ask it. So here's a big chiddush. Even though in the answer to the Shabbos, the Yoyrish did not own it yet, still it's also. So then we understand that the Eir of the one who inherited doesn't help. Now we understand that once again, a person had a piece of property and he made an Eir. Then in the middle of Shabbos, he inherited something else. So the Eir he made does not work for what he inherited. Why? Because the Eir only works when you set up the Eir before Shabbos. The question is, though, okay, it's the second guy who inherited, it's not a problem. Why does it ask him, it's the first guy? The first guy was not in his house on the onset of Shabbos. So if he was living there, then we understand it. But the case we're talking about is a case where Reuven was in his house and he didn't contribute to the Eirich. Then he died on Shabbos. So since he didn't contribute to the Eirich before Shabbos, the Eirich didn't take effect before Shabbos. If he wasn't living in his house before Shabbos, the Chayyim did not have to put anything into the Eirich. So the Chayyim in the beginning of Shabbos, there's no problem because nobody was living there. Then comes in Shabbos and somebody inherits it. He said it, but the Maisa was mut in the beginning of Shabbos. And he says that the Lagoin, based on this, disagreed with the previous base, and he says that some of that went away and came back in the middle of Shabbos will Asif. And also over here, since he inherited this in the middle of Shabbos, he Asif. Anyway, it's a big question why this Asif.